And oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you.
Days are over, not a shadow, not a sign.
The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve you more. I want to serve you more. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. Amen. Anybody have a pick of him this evening? Victory in Jesus? All right, we'll sing that. And yeah. Victory in Jesus. I got to find it first. 426, thank you. Oh, okay. Yeah, some of them, yeah. 353? All right, let me make my way over there. Well, thanks for the assist. All right. I heard an... the lyrics should match. Yes, I've tried to go over it best I could, but if you find a typo, please let me know, because I do try to make it match, even to the punctuation and capitalization. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion heaven he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others? All right. Well, praise the Lord.
All right, good to see each and every one of you tonight. Amen. Y'all doing okay?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Those of you with us online, good to have you as well. Do we have any praises tonight? Any praises? Praises. Paul's doing much better. Amen. Way to go, Brother Paul. What has he cut out of his diet? You name it. Oh, no more spicy. No more sugar. Whoa, that's a lot of sugar, Paul. So off of processed foods, spicy foods.
Yeah,
amen. It's hard, isn't it? You start cutting sugar out, and you take carbs out of the picture, man, what are you going to fix? Well, that's a great word. Amen. Any other praises? Any other praises? Anybody else you got a praise? Yes, sir. What you got, Brother John?
He's a phobia of needles anyway.
Phobia of needles?
Yeah, and anyway, he went in for some corrective hernia surgery he's been dealing with for the last 4 or 5 years. So, but he made it through it all right, and he's home. So,
all right.
Praise God.
Amen. Son-in-law. What's his name?
Joseph.
He's your son-in-law? He's got the same last name? Wow. Amen. Did y'all check the genealogy on that? Diddling ding ding. All right. Joseph, all right. That's amazing, man.
Yes, sir. She didn't have to change her driver's.
Really? That's right. Home from surgery. Good for him. It's amazing. All right. What else? Any other praises?
Praise the Lord for our Monday night Bible study.
Amen.
We had a good study.
All right, good.
We had a good time with that.
Amen.
Welcome. Anybody wants to come.
All right. Amen. Bible study. All right.
Next time is the 16th.
Men's and ladies
kicking back off on the 16th. Okay. Amen. Very good. What else? Any other praises?
Sunshine.
Sunshine. You like that sunshine, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad that cold weather's gone.
No, it's
going to be cool in the morning.
It's going down to 40, 50.
42 in the morning. What you got, Bobby?
My youngest daughter that we prayed for about a job.
Yeah.
She got the job she wanted.
All right. New job. What's her name?
Stacy.
Stacy's new job. All right. Okay. Outstanding. Very good. Amen, amen. All right. All right, no more praises. All right, prayer requests. We got Sharon Heiberger, got COVID. How many days is she in on that COVID?
She started feeling bad last Thursday.
So she ought to be getting some better, maybe.
She felt a little bit better this morning, and she felt a little bit worse this afternoon.
Yeah, that Paxlovid, boy, I tell you. Yeah. All right, so be in prayer for Sharon Sharon Heiberg with COVID. Let's see here. I don't know if any of you watch Monday Night Football. Did you see that kid die and they brought him back?
Yeah.
Bless his heart. Awful. 24 years old, Damar Hamlin. Pretty stand-up kid, they say. Anyway, be in prayer for him and his family. That's may postpone a whole week of football. I don't know. House of Representatives. Want to be in prayer for them? Man, how'd you like to be Kevin McCarthy about right now? I tell you what, I'd be crawling underneath that seat about that 6-0 vote. I'd be like, how can I get underneath this thing, man? God love him. You know, politics, it's a double-edged sword, you know? You play both sides, and sometimes both sides don't work out when it's time to get things to come through, so... Jim Jordan. What's the other guy they've been pulling for?
McCarthy.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy. Somebody was floating a rumor that Liz Cheney's going to come riding in on a white horse, and Democrats going to embrace her and vote her in. You don't have to be a member of the House to be the Speaker of the House. Do you know that? You don't have to be an elected member of the House to be the Speaker of the House. You can be a former member of the House. Come in on your white horse, get off, spit your chaw on the old thing and say, I am here, your savior. And how many Democrats you think would vote for Liz Cheney after what she did on the January 6th? Yeah. And how many moderate Republicans you think would vote for? I bet you a bunch. Moderate Republicans. I bet you a bunch. Just got to have 218. So be in prayer for that process. What are we praying for that process? We necessarily praying for Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. We're praying for God's will. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. So that's what we want to pray for. All right.
It's been 100 years since this.
100 years. Yeah. And I don't rarely agree with a Democratic president, but when he says this is an embarrassment for the country, I got to stand there right with him and drop my head and say, sir, you are correct. It's an embarrassment for the country. Greatest nation in the world. Yes, sir.
Also goes to show you how many Republican conservatives are on the wrong side of the aisle that they could not vote in first vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they may dislike the individual, but his principles are still Republican.
And I tell you what blows me away. The kingmaker, Donald Trump, those 20 people that he helped get elected. They're like, hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
You say vote for Kevin McCarthy? We say you call Kevin McCarthy and tell him to pull his name out. Woo, mercy. That's the sticky of politics, isn't it? Man, I'm glad I'm not one. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Just get to tell it like it is and let it all go. All right. Protection from COVID. There's a new strain out there. Y'all be praying that we all stay healthy. You believe in the protection of prayer, don't you?
Amen.
Amen? Well, let's pray a hedge of protection around us that we don't come down with any COVID. Ronnie Holman dealing with cancer. Continue to pray for him. Do we have any updates on Ronnie Holman?
He has decided to get an MRI to see where the cancer is so the doctor can better know how to treat him.
All right.
And we don't know when that is yet.
Okay.
But he has agreed to it. He'll have to be put to sleep because he can't be awake like my Ronnie. He doesn't
do well in that situation?
With it.
How can you sleep when that thing's going clack-clang, clack-clang? Do they put you under that far?
Well, they put him under because he can't be still, I guess. He's claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic. I got a nervous twitch on my back.
Oh, yeah.
I do like this. And they said, keep still. I said, I can't control it.
Yeah,
it's hard for him to.
They were sucking me into that CT scanner. And, buddy, I was about to come out of there. They got me up to about right here. And I was like, don't you pull me. I'm thinking to myself, you pull me in any further, and I'm going to be crawfishing.
And I'm the opposite. I can fall asleep.
You can fall asleep?
I'm fine.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, all right. All right, Ronnie Vaculik, we're still praying for shoulders and feet?
Well, my main prayer right now is my pancreas, that growth of my pancreas.
They did all the growth on, yes, sir. Growth on the pancreas. All right. Amen. Continue to pray for, and we don't, names have not been released unless you know some names. I was looking online before I got up here. But this murder, suicide in Spring yesterday, horrific. Mother shoots and kills her 6-year-old daughter and then turns the gun on herself in Spring. I mean, it's driving distance from here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close. Be in prayer for that family. God knows who they are. Amen. And then back on the 29th, it's kind of cycled out of the news, unless you know of an update, and I don't. But I was trying to find some information on this. There's a recovery, 4 bodies missing. There was an oil platform helicopter taking off just off the coast of Louisiana, just off from the Mississippi. And as the helicopter was taking off, it's a Houston-based oil and gas company. They didn't get a name. Anyway, it crashed, and they've been searching for 4 bodies. And so we want to pray those bodies are recovered, bring peace to those families. Do y'all know anybody connected to that anyhow? 6 degrees of separation? Yeah, all right, okay. All right, continue to pray for Ukraine, and things are getting pretty hot over there as we come into winter. And then pray for the wonderful state of California. Can you pray for your enemies?
Yeah.
Amen. They getting ready to get flooded out, man. 4 storms.
4 storms
and
an earthquake.
Yeah, in a row.
And an earthquake too, he said.
An earthquake. Yeah, we're gonna get remnants of the rain. Praise the Lord, amen. We're gonna get some rain out of the deal. We could use it, right?
Could wash California
into the water. Well, I'm telling you, man. They've been praying a long time that drought be broken. I think their drought is about broken. So pray that all that rain falls and you just want it to go where it needs to go, right? Into the
forest.
Yeah. That's been burned, Mudslide City. Yeah, they're talking about big mudslide. Yeah. All right, so let's be in prayer for that. Y'all have any other prayer requests?
I got one.
In the back. What you got there, Gene?
My cousin Paul Hoffman.
Paul?
Yeah. He has liver cancer, and they sent him home to hospital.
Okay. How old is Paul?
66.
Liver cancer. All right, hospice. Okay. Donnie Jones, throat cancer, returned. All right. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir, John.
Sir, we've got another praise. We got Sharon here this evening. She hasn't been a while.
Yeah, Sharon, way to go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good to see her here this evening.
That's right. Nothing like a good night's sleep, amen. Okay. So she got a good morning of sleep, amen.
5 hours,
there you go. All right, Miss Sharon. Very good. Yeah. You said James, what you got?
I got my daughter's husband Wade's uncle Tommy and his wife Donna. Anyway, they went to church Sunday. And while they were at church Sunday, when their house burnt down to the ground.
Oh.
And they got back, and their little dogs were all in there.
Oh.
So they lost their dogs. And
where did they live?
Huh?
Where did they live?
In Trinity.
In Trinity, okay.
Yeah. And, but they did, this is a praise. They had a couple houses, Dearly's houses around there that they were able to go to and stay. Pretty nice houses.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a praise there, but yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it was burnt to the ground.
Any cause? They know what happened?
They think it blowed up. I think it was a gas blowed up.
Oh,
yeah.
Gas leaking and it blew up. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. What else? Anything else? Anything online? Nothing? All right.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of breath in our lungs to sing praises to your name, Lord, and eyes and a mind to receive your word tonight. And Lord, just to be together and have awareness that we're in the house of God and we're the church tonight. And so, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for consciousness and awareness of who you are and how much you love us and the fact that you have done so much for us. We praise you and thank you for our salvation, Lord. We thank you for the forgiveness that is provided to us. We thank you for the mercy that you bestow upon us, Lord, and we just thank you for all the many spiritual blessings, physical blessings, emotional blessings that you have poured out on us over the years. So we think about these praises tonight, Lord. We're thankful that Paul's doing some better. We pray you help him with his diet as he adjusts that and makes some lifestyle changes. But, Lord, we praise you and thank you that Paul's doing much better. We're thankful that Joseph has come through his surgery, his procedure. And, Lord, that was a success, and you've got him home resting. We pray that everything takes and that, Lord, he wouldn't have to have any kind of repeat or follow-up surgery in that part of his body. Lord, we thank you for the sunshine. And, Lord, we praise you and thank you for what you're doing with the weather and the beauty of it. Lord, we're thankful for the rain that you have bestowed upon us and that you've given to us. And, Lord, we're thankful for Stacy's new job. Lord, we give you praise for that. She desired work, and you provided her work, Lord, and she's excited to go to work. So we just praise you and thank you that Stacy's able to do that. Thank you for this job. Thank you for Sharon being here tonight, Lord, and the rest that she received today. We pray that continued rest would she'd be able to get each and every day, Lord, whenever that time might be. She'd be able to just kick back and get some good sleep throughout the day. So, Lord, we just give you praise and glory for good sleep. Lord, as we think about these prayer requests, we lift up Sharon to you tonight as she struggles with COVID. We pray that you would touch her body, bring healing to her, Lord, and get her past it. Lord, we're praying for this NFL player, DeMar Hamlin, Lord. We're praying that he makes a full recovery. Somehow, some way, God, you bring him back, allow him to get back out there and play. If that's his wish, if that's his desire, but Lord, physically, we just pray you might give him a full recovery from this accident, this injury that he suffered on the field. So, Lord, we're thanking you for his life. We're thankful for all the prayers that have been sent up. And Lord, it's neat to see Christian people come together and pray across the land. So Lord, we're thankful that DeMar's doing better. But we pray he makes a recovery. Lord, we pray for our government. We pray for our president. We pray for the Senate. But Lord, specifically tonight, Lord, we lift up the House of Representatives. We pray for your perfect will. Lord, just allow these folks to figure it out, get a Speaker of the House, and Lord, get back and get forward and get going with the people's business instead of what's going on right now, Lord. And Father God, we pray that lessons would be learned and principles would be upheld, truth would prevail, and Lord, the people's business would be discussed and at least voted on. So Lord, we pray you help them, undergird them, strengthen them, and Lord, we just praying for your perfect will in that situation. Lord, we are praying for protection from COVID, this new strain popping up here on the East Coast. Certainly going to be making its way across the land. We just pray a hedge of protection around our church. We pray a hedge of protection around our membership. Pray a hedge of protection around our family members, Lord. Help us be smart, keep our hands clean. And Lord, if somebody's coughing, may we walk an extra distance around them and not just walk through their air. And so, Lord, we pray that we'd be cognizant and just pay attention. But, Lord, we just pray in the same vein that you just protect us. We give us a hedge of protection. Lord, we continue to pray for Ronnie Holman and his cancer fight. We pray that this MRI that he is scheduling and about to go do, we pray that it would reveal that he's getting over the cancer, that the cancer is shrinking. Lord, that there's no cancer. We just pray for a miracle in Ronnie's life. And so, Lord, we're lifting him up to you. We're praying that you touch his body. You bring healing to him. Lord, we continue to pray for Ronnie Vaculik and his shoulders and his feet. And, Lord, this growth that's on his pancreas. We're praying that that is a benign growth, Lord. We're praying that when it's checked out further, that there be no growth. You might just remove it from him already. Lord, we know you're the God of healing. We know you're the God of miracles. And so, Lord, we're praying for one. We're asking for one. We're pleading for one on behalf of Brother Ronnie tonight that you touch his body. Lord, we pray for this family in Spring and this murder-suicide. Lord, we don't know the names, but, Lord, you know the situation. And, Lord, we're praying for your comfort. We're praying for your grace. We're praying for your help. We're praying for your strength. We're praying that you just help that family get through what they're having to go through right now. Lord, in the midst of the loss and in the midst of the death, we pray that you might bring salvation to that situation. And somebody gets saved in the midst of all this. Lord, the bodies of the people that were lost in this helicopter crash back on the 29th of December, Lord, we're praying that those bodies be able to be located. And Lord, those remains returned to those families. We pray that you'd comfort those families in this loss of life right here at Christmas, right here at the New Year's. Be with them, Lord. Watch over them. Help them as they go forward at this time trying to locate those bodies. Lord, as always, we pray for Ukraine. We pray that you strengthen them, undergird them, Lord. Help them defend their democracy and maintain their sovereign land. And then, Lord, California, these folks, we pray that you help them hunker down, stay safe in the midst of all this rain and rising floodwaters and earthquakes and everything else going on. And, Lord, we pray that this might be the end to the great drought out there out west. But, Lord, it's going to be a difficult couple of weeks filling all the reservoirs and the creeks and everything and all the heavy snow and then the avalanche risk and, Lord, just everything that goes with all this precipitation coming down. Watch over those folks. Protect them as they get ready for storm after storm after storm. Paul Hoffman, Lord, we lift him up to you. We pray you give him the strength and the grace to walk through the valley of the shadow with this liver cancer, Lord. Be with him. Be with those hospice personnel as they take care of him. And, Lord, we pray that he just be made comfortable, no pain. Lord, just give him peace. And, Lord, just watch over him during this time. Donnie Jones, this throat cancer that has returned, Lord, we pray that you might bring it in remission one more time. You might remove it from his body one more time, Lord. We're just praying for a healing for him and a miracle in his life. And we lift up Donnie Jones to you this evening. And then, Lord, we lift up Tommy and Donna and the loss of their house and of their pets. We pray you bring comfort to them. Help them put their lives back together. And, Lord, we're thankful that they were not in the house, that, Lord, they were at church. And so, Lord, we count that as a miracle that you spared their lives. But, Lord, they've lost some material things. And so, Lord, we just pray you help them recoup and recover from that. And, Lord, just help them as they get over the loss of their pets. Well, Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We're thankful that we can be in it tonight. We're thankful that we're talking about prayer tonight. And we pray, Lord, that you would teach us and help us be better prayer warriors as we seek to call out on behalf of others who are struggling and in need of help. May we be that Christian. May we be that go-to brother or sister that can really rattle the bars of heaven for them. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said. All right, take a copy of God's Word. I'll invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the Holy Inerrant Word. We're in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, I'll begin reading here in verse 4. It's just two verses. Familiar to you, I'm sure. 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15. Have you found it? Those of you with us online, 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. All right, the Word of God reads this, 1 John chapter 5, beginning in verse 14. It says, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from Him." All right. Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the Holy Inerrant Word of God. May He add His tremendous blessing to it. Now, as we ended last time, we talked about how myself personally, and I'm sure many of you out there, most folks around these parts find prayer difficult. It's a difficult thing. Most, if they were honest, would tell me that preacher, I've never found prayer to be an easy thing. And I would ask them why. Why is it so difficult? And they would say back to me, well, life is so fast-paced. I mean, I retired, and I thought it was going to be just do laissez-faire, do whatever I want to do. Now I'm busier than I ever have been, right? Yeah, praying, amen. Fast-paced culture in which we live, it always inhibits this powerful thing called prayer. How does it do it? It robs us of the time to talk to God as we ought. We see things and that needs to be taken care of. We want to do things, well, I need to do that now. And sometimes we just need to what? Stop, sit, and pray. Amen? You heard of stop, drop, and roll. Stop, sit, and pray. Amen? All right? Remember, as we closed it out last time, we said the disciples of Jesus asked neither how to preach, asked neither how to be a witness. Instead, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. That's what they really wanted. And as we closed it out, we also talked about how there are no PhDs in the school of prayer. Just because you're learned up or you got this degree or that degree doesn't mean you're a better prayer or more advanced prayer. There are no PhDs. We all get to talk to the Lord in our language, right? Whether they're 5-cent words or 50-cent words, it does not matter. He hears us. Amen? So there are no PhDs in it. You enroll in the school of prayer at the beginning of your Christian life, and you continue to learn about and grow in prayer all the way through your Christian life until you are absent from the body and present with Him. Yes, yes? So as we continue on, we ask this question, how is it possible for children of God to have boldness in prayer as they approach His throne? I mean, we ought to be bold. We ought to be bold. We ought to be respectful. But we ought to be bold as we come to the throne of God. How can we do that? How can we have that boldness? We said we can have boldness in prayer when we understand at least three things given in 1 John 5:14-15. We introduced the first one last Wednesday. We talked about the intimacy of prayer. Verse 14, this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us, right? Now, in my Bible, we have before Him, the word before in my Bible, or the preposition in, I-N, in your Bible, can be translated this way. This is the confidence that we have before Him. This is the confidence that we have toward Him. You've got confidence in God, yes? Amen? It's a preposition of the most intimate contact, right? Before Him. And it means that when we engage in prayer, we get very close to God. You say, well, I can't see God. I can't touch God. I can't. Well, you can't feel God, right? You can't feel Him. Anybody ever felt God before, right? You ever felt God before? You ever felt a brand new baby? Man, you felt God before, right? You've been there at the passing of a loved one that was saved? Now, you felt God before. Yeah. You've been in the Word of God and the Holy Spirit illumined your heart as to what it's saying to you, what it says? Yeah. You get very close to God when you go to Him in prayer. It's the intimacy of prayer. And this intimacy, it suggests several things. What does it suggest? Preacher, I'll tell you a few. It suggests our acceptance, our acceptance. God's face turns towards us and He listens to us when we pray. What a wonderful thing to consider that God invites us to pray. That's how accepted we are. Matthew 6:6 says, but you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When we pray, we're invited by God to talk to Him, to enter into His presence. That's a great thing, yes? Hebrews 10:19 says, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, Psalm 65:2 says, O you who hear prayer, to you all men come. We're going into His presence. Amen? His presence. Well, the intimacy prayer, it suggests our acceptance, but it also suggests our access. You and I do not have access to many of the important people in the world. Now, I could take a flight up to Washington, D.C., and I could get the paperwork to go there into the Capitol, and I could try to go in there with my suit on and my best tie and my shined-up shoes and talk to some of those guys and try to talk some sense into them and say, hey, man, you're wasting our money doing this. How long is it going to take y'all to get through this, right? Can't y'all just get together and get her going? And they would say, who are you? And I would say, I'm Pastor Lee. Well, what church do you pastor? Oh, it's a little bitty old church down in Pinehurst, Texas. Where is Pinehurst, Texas? I'd tell them, and they would do what? They would turn their back and walk off, man. I'd say, whoa, wait a minute. They say, talk to my secretary. I'd try to talk to their secretary. The secretary would go, talk to my assistant. I'd try to talk to their assistant. Before too long, somebody would be escorting me out. Amen? Right? This one guy, and I'm sure he's not the only one that does it, the little House of Representative guy that's Catholic, but said he's Jewish, Santos. He was charging, $100 to $150 per person if they wanted to come and be a part of his swearing in. No, thank you. I'm tapping out on that. Amen? Right? You looking at me like a Catholic in a new game. I'm telling you, politicians. Amen? Always looking at how to raise a buck. Amen? The guy trying to raise a buck. Right? Heads of state. Heads of the owners of these sports teams. Now, Ronnie can tell you stories. He's got to be with the uppity-ups and the big-time people. But he was ahead of a huge union. Ronnie was. But for most of us, we can't get around influential people. But there's somebody we can get around. Amen? We have access to God is what I'm trying to say. Amen? Romans 5:2 says, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace, in which we stand and we exult in hope of the glory of God. We have access to God because He has what? He has opened the door to us. He's opened it through His Son, through the death of His Son on the cross. If we ask, God does what? God hears. Prayer, in a sense, is asking God. Now, if prayer is asking, then to pray means that our asking is supposed to be specific. Specific. Now, I'll be honest with you. One reason some have no encouragement from knowing, they have no encouragement from knowing their prayers have been answered, is that they are so generic in their praying. We pray that God will save the lost in the world. Well, God is saving the lost in the world. He is doing that. God still saves. Or we pray that God will bless us and will be with us in the service. I've been guilty of the same things. I've been guilty of praying the same things. If God answered your prayer, though, would you know it? You want to pray specifically enough so you can go back and say, yes, He answered that prayer. Amen? Yes, He answered it. See, the more specific you pray, then the more opportunity you have to know if God answered that prayer. Now, we can have boldness in prayer when we understand at least three things given in 1 John 5:14 and 15. The first one was the intimacy of prayer, but the second one is the condition of prayer. Verse 14 again, this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He does what? He hears us. Do you see the anything there in your verse? Hopefully in the King James it's like that. If we ask anything, do y'all have anything? Is it something like that? Amen? King James Version? Anything? What does verse 14 say? Huh? Anything. There you go. Amen. Good word. The anything is contingent on the phrase, hopefully you got a phrase like this in your verse 14, according to His will. Close? Amen? That anything is contingent on the phrase, according to His will. God will answer any prayer that is in accordance with his will. That's easy to say, isn't it? But man, sometimes that takes a lifetime to get. How do we, or how can we be in accordance with his will? Well, first of all, we got to quit desiring our will and start desiring God's will. Yeah? Well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to desire God's will? Well, we've got to begin to discern God's will if we're going to desire God. How are we going to discern God's will? Well, I think it comes down to this. If we're going to discern it so that we can desire it, this is where the rub happens. Because in order for you to discern it, to desire it, you have to do it. You have to do it. If you do God's will, you will what? Be able to discern God's will. If you discern it, you will desire it. And when you desire it, when you start to pray and desiring God's will, you will see things happen, friend. Because you'll be praying in accordance with his will. Now, preacher, how do we do God's will? By what you're doing here tonight. Being in the Word of God, right? Let me tell you something. If there's a part of God's will that you've not done, don't expect him to show any more of his will to you. He shows you what? Step by step. Now, those of us that are ADHD, we want to see the next step, and then, you know, we're like, hey, there's a rabbit. We're over here chasing this rabbit, right? And then, well, can we see the next step, four steps down? And the good Lord says, no, it's this next step. And all of a sudden, we're spiritually ADHD. We're, oh, hey, there's a squirrel. You know, we're off here chasing a squirrel, right? And we look back over here. Can I see the fifth step down? And the Holy Spirit says, no. No, this is the next step. This is the next step. You do this step. You do this will. And then I'll shine the light on the next step, the next piece of God's will. You do that one, then I'll show you. You understand what I'm saying? Right? If you don't do what God's showing you to do, don't expect him to show you any more else to do. Amen, amen? Now, we'll be back in Leviticus next week. This is New Year's stuff. Amen? John chapter 7, verse 16 and 17 says, so Jesus answered them and said, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself. So the more we are surrendered to the willing of God, the more we know God's will and can then be an instrument of prayer for getting God's will done on earth. Now, we're talking about trying to get three things here out of these two verses. The first one is the intimacy of prayer. The second one is the condition of prayer. The third one is the fruition of prayer. And that takes us to verse 15. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. Now, those two occurrences of the word K-N-O-W, know, give us two truths about the fruition of prayer. Number one, we see the assurance of prayer, the assurance of it. We know that he hears us. We know that he hears us. When we have prayed according to the will of God, met the conditions, and surrendered to the will of God, we have the assurance that God will hear our prayers. Yes, yes? Amen? There's a story missionary tells of a man traveling through China. Beautiful temples in China. Before the communism. Beautiful temples. Shang Yun. Y'all see that thing? Where do they do that at? They do that somewhere in Houston. Shang Yun. Has anybody gone to see Shang Yun? China before communism. Big production. Missionary way back in the day. Traveling in China, he went to a beautiful temple dedicated to hideous idols. There he saw a throng of Chinese worshipers. They were taking pieces of paper on which something had been written. And they're folding these pieces of paper up as small as they can get them. And then they're taking mud, and they're putting these pieces of paper inside of a mud ball. And then they're standing at a distance. They can't get all the way up to the hideous idols. They're held off by a balustrade. They can't go past it. But they've got their mud supply, and they've got their papers, and they've got their little writing utensils. And they're writing prayers on the little pieces of paper. And they're wadding the little pieces of paper up and making mud balls out of them. And they're throwing these mud balls at the hideous idols. And the ones that stick are the ones that the idols will hear. And the ones that fall, those didn't make it. Wow. Aren't you glad you serve the one true God? Amen? Assurance of the answer. Secondly, we've got the attainment of the answer. The attainment. The second no. Let's look at 15. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know. That second no. We know that we have the request which we have asked from Him, the attainment of the answer. The second no in 1 John 5:15, it points to the attainment of answers to our prayers. God answers our prayers, and at least, because it's above my pay grade, but I say at least, He answers them in at least four ways, right? Way number one, sometimes the answer to your prayer is direct. Direct. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Isaiah 65:24 says, "It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear." When we pray, in God's will, the condition of prayer is met, right? When we pray, sometimes God answers, His answer comes direct from heaven as we pray. Often God answers right on the spot. Example of that is in Genesis 24. The servant was seeking a bride for Isaac. He came to the well of water and began to pray something like this. I paraphrase, of course. "Oh God, I want you to lead me. Lead me to the one Lord to be the bride for my master, and I pray that you'll send the one that I'm to take back to my master, because it's hot and I'm a long way from home, and Lord, I don't like it, so help me out." The Bible says that before the servant was through praying, God sent the answer. He sent the answer, right? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore He waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for Him." Now, there are blessings in God's delays sometimes. Yes, yes. John chapter 11, when Mary and Martha were alarmed because of the sickness of their brother Lazarus, they sent word to Jesus. Remember how it goes in John chapter 11, verse 3? "So the sisters sent word to Him," talking about the Christ, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." Jesus stayed what? He stayed 3 days after He got that message. He stayed 3 days. Right where He was, knowing the message that had been delivered to Him, He stayed 3 more days. Now the question is this. Were Mary and Martha's hearts filled with doubt? Because they sent the message to Christ and He didn't come immediately. He waited 3 days. Was their hearts filled with doubt? They had asked for a specific thing, and the answer did not come immediately, did it? But it did come directly. It did come directly. What did Jesus say? In John chapter 11, verse 4, the Word of God reads, "But when Jesus heard this," their request, "this sickness," He said, "this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it." So sometimes when God answers our prayer, it's direct on the spot. Sometimes when God answers our prayer, the answer's been delayed, right? But just because it's delayed, that doesn't mean He didn't hear us. Just because it's delayed doesn't mean He's not coming. Just because it's delayed doesn't mean He's not working. just because it's delayed, maybe because he wants to glorify himself in answering our prayer. Amen? So maybe the reason that God has not answered your prayer is in order to display something of his greater glory that can be seen through that period of you waiting on it, you waiting faithfully on it, you suffering through it until he finally does answer. Sometimes God answers are different. We pray for one thing, and sometimes he gives us something completely different than what we asked for. Sometimes we ask and God grants, but he grants with a substitute. That's not exactly what I prayed for. Have you ever met that kid? We're coming off of Christmas. Have you ever met that kid, grandkid? Have you ever met that grandkid, kid, that lives from one Christmas to the next? I mean, they just live for Christmas. In other words, the day after Christmas, or maybe New Year's Eve, before the decorations get put up. Has everybody put their decorations up? I put mine up. You put yours up? Everybody got theirs put up? All right, amen. I got a few neighbors still got them down. I don't know if I need to go over there and show them the calendar. No, I'm not going to do that. Leave them alone. Amen. Leave them alone on that one. Amen. Yeah. You know what I tell neighbor folks to come down and talk to me about my yard and stuff? Now, we have an HOA, so they can always report me to the HOA. And I try to be nice about it. I really do. I try to be nice about it. But I just say in a real calm tone, you know, you pay taxes at your address. I pay taxes here. But anyway, that's all I say. But anyway, so I'm not going to say anything. But suppose this little guy, right, before New Year's Eve, before the decorations get put up, the little guy, or the could be a little gal, right, they're already telling you, Mom and Dad, they're already telling you, Grandma, Papa, they're already telling you what they want Santa to bring for them next Christmas. Have you ever met a kid like that? Yeah? All right, here we go. Well, suppose this little guy says, Daddy, will you tell Santa, you know, I'm on this tricycle this year, but will you tell Santa that next year for Christmas, I don't want a big one, but I just want a little one. I want a little bitty bicycle. Suppose when Christmas Day the following year rolls around, instead of just a little, plain, simple bicycle, Daddy and Mama, they size little Junior up. He's gone through a growth spurt. Well, so what do? This little guy, he's growing. He's putting on weight. And so instead of just a little 12-inch bike, they get him a 24-inch bike. Amen? Now, that's not what he prayed for, is it? He wanted a small, simple bicycle. But the following year, what's sitting under the tree, it's a 24-inch, 10-speed bicycle. Sometimes God does what? He substitutes. Right? He didn't get exactly what he asked for, but a loving father and a loving mama and Santa Claus substituted something better. I'm telling you, God does that in our prayers. He does it. In our limited vision and in our small faith, we ask God for some little thing when he wants us to ask him for a big thing. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, God opened up the world to us when he said, ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession. Now, I understand he's talking to the nation of Israel there, but the point of application is this. We can ask for some pretty big things if it's in accordance with his will. Amen? If it's in accordance with his will. Antiquity records the account of a man that made an enormous request to Napoleon. And to the amazement of the entire army, the request was granted. Afterwards, Napoleon was asked, why did you grant such a request as this? Napoleon replied, he honored me by its magnitude. So friend, figure out the will of God and honor him with the magnitude of your request, whatever it may be. Amen? Make it big if it's in accordance with God's will. And then fourthly, sometimes he answers us on the spot. Sometimes there's a delay. Sometimes God's answers are different. There's a substitution. And then sometimes God's answer is a denial. It's a no. Apostle Paul prayed three times that that thorn in the flesh be removed. God didn't remove it. He said no, right? The point is this. God hears. He hears every prayer we pray. But sometimes God says no. Perhaps God has something else He wants to do in our life. Amen? God always, see if you believe this, God always does what's best for Him and for you. Do you believe that? Amen? Well, friend, I hope these three things about 1 John 5:14 through 15 will help you in your confidence of praying in the coming year. I hope it'll give you a boldness to go before God's throne and to pray some big things in 2023. The old lost, dying world around you needs a faithful Christian in the midst of it that'll pray some big things. Amen? Let's close it out. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You tonight, Lord. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your truth this evening, Lord. And Father God, as we kind of shake off the cobwebs of the old power of prayer, and Lord, as we kind of get reinvigorated about going to You daily in prayer, Lord, I pray we'll think about the words and the scriptures and the truth we've heard tonight, and it would infuse our prayer life. It would encourage our prayer life. It'll jumpstart it, Lord, for 2023. And Lord, we get to doing Your will and desiring Your will and discerning Your will and praying in accordance with Your will, and big things can happen. Big things will happen. Big things not for us, but big things for Your will, big things for Your glory. And Lord, we just get to be a part of it. And we praise You for that, that You've allowed us to be a part of what You're doing, where You're doing it, when You're doing it. We praise You and thank You for that. Give us safety tonight, Lord, as we depart this place. And Lord, may You prepare our hearts and minds to receive the bread of life this coming Sunday. May we be ready to hear again and sing again and pray again and praise You again as we come back together as a body. Thank You for all You do. Thank You for how You love us and tenderly invite us and call us to pray to You. It's in Your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. All right, you folks are dismissed.